Like you, every year when we read and reflect on this Sunday, this gospel, it provides, I think, different insights, different ways at which to look at it, because we're different people every year. We change and we grow. But central to this day, central to this celebration, are not all the other celebrations around it. It's not the palms. It's not the waving of those red banners. It is the passion and death of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So for me this year, the central thought that I had not really thought too much about were the wounds of Jesus. We know that on this day, on the cross, they pierced his hands and his feet with nails. And then they took some kind of lance or sword and struck his side. But what I didn't really think too much about until Friday, when a good friend of mine shared some of that with me, that after the resurrection, those wounds remained. They were not healed. That image of Jesus risen, take a look, there are the wounds. They remain in his hands, in his feet, and in his side. I thought about that. I thought about the horror of our sin and how it was you and I who brought the Son of God to this moment of his own death for us, for you and for me. And then I thought about the fact that it was in this powerful gift of his resurrection that he not only took this death, but gave us life. But even in giving us life, he comes to us with his wounds. And it strikes me that those wounds go on and on and on. So the wounds of the risen Christ become the wounds of the body of Christ. And you and I share those wounds. Wounds in our hands, wounds in our side, and wounds in our feet. Individual wounds. The wounds first suffered on the cross. The wounds then shared in his resurrection. And those wounds living today. But the secret is that we no longer call these physical wounds unhealed. We call them the sacred wounds. The sacred wounds of Jesus Christ. The sacred wounds of the body of Christ. And so, my sisters and brothers, today is the day when we look at our wounds. We look at the sins of our life. The things that caused this death. We look at the anger that so often pervades our life. It's a wound. We look at our inability to love another person. It's a wound. We look at our families with all of the struggles and difficulties and pain. Those are wounds. Our addictions. Addictions to food or sex or alcohol or whatever it is, they're wounds. And they can take us down. Or, my brothers and sisters, they are the sacred wounds that bring us resurrection and life and salvation. If we can take those things in our life, the things that are most difficult, the things that cause us the greatest pain, the things that wound us, and if they can become the source of healing ultimately for ourselves, gratitude to the living God who gives us a way out, a compassionate care, first of all for ourselves and then for other people, those wounds become the sacred wounds. They are no longer the destructive force in our lives if we take them on as sacred wounds out of which we find healing, God's grace, gratitude, and a whole new way of living. That's what they are. They are those wounds. These wounds are wounds. They heal us. They are the very thing that will make us strong. We accept them as the perfect womb. Perfect wound for you. Just for you. Ultimately, draw you right back to our Savior. Second chance. New beginning. New hope. But there's a second part of that. And the second part of that is, on this night, we should be also attentive to the wounds of the whole body of Christ. To a world that struggles. To women who are abused. To people who live in war and fear and torture. Those are wounds. They are the wounds of Christ, the body of Christ. And we should recognize them, see them. And because we find strength in those wounds of ours, be a source of healing and grace. So let me tell you a story. Thursday morning is the best day of the week for me because I can get away from you. It's the only day. And I haven't had many Thursdays these last 2 months. So I was going out for a round of golf at 7 o'clock in the morning, and I was feeling on top of the world. I'd had a bike ride, and I was feeling great, and had my cap on, you know, and my shirt on, sports shirt on, and my sweater, and I'm going out this door, that door of that rectory. And I get to the corner, and as I got to that corner of Lincoln and California, I saw a young man running down the street near 7 o'clock. I looked at him. Then I looked at the corner just across the street. And there was a man who had been in a wheelchair, who had no legs, had fallen, slipped from the wheelchair, and was on the cement, in that part of the cement that curves down onto the street. And there was a woman standing behind the wheelchair, trying to hold the chair and trying to push his body back up into the wheelchair. So the man's running across the street. And I saw it. Your pastor said to himself, "You're tired, and you need a game of golf, and it's, I'm not wearing my collar. No one's going to recognize. So I'm going to pretend like I didn't see it." I know you've never done this. That was my thinking. Split-second thinking. True. This is the truth. There was a woman right smack dab in front of me. Very young woman walking. And she had one of these little foo-foo dogs that she was leading with her little leash. Little baby dog. And she looked up and she said, "Oh my God." And she went across the street. She shamed me. Shamed me. So I turned and I went across the street. And there were the four of us. That first woman and the other woman and that man and me. Holding on to that wheelchair. Pulling this good man back. As we got him up the ramp a little bit, I heard Jesus Christ say to me, "Thank you." Shame on me. Shame on me that I could be so stuck in my own life. I was ready to pretend I didn't see that wounded person. Look at Francis, our new pope. And I was thinking about that, as a matter of fact, as I was going through the day. Francis, on the day of his inaugural mass, Tuesday. He's in a crowd of 200,000 people. And they're cheering, screaming, acclaiming him. There are kings and queens, presidents, famous people across the world just there for him. It's his great moment. And that man had enough presence of mind in the midst of his little tour on that Jeep to stop the Jeep, because he noticed the wound of Christ. He stopped the Jeep and got off the Jeep, and crowds began to press in, and he went to a barricade, and there was a man lying on a mat, paralyzed, and his mouth wide open. And Pope Francis went up and kissed him and blessed him. My sisters and brothers, how do you have that kind of presence of mind? How do you live with that kind of heart? How do you just notice and not pretend to not see? Well, that's our night. Night in which we recognize the wounds. The wounds of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ in his hands, in his side, and in his feet. Physical wounds. We recognize the wounds of the body of Christ in each one of us. And we pray tonight mightily for a healing. To let them be the source of our life, of our love. And we pray, I think we pray, our Holy Father, Francis, be not just an example for the church or for the world, but an example for you, for me. Indeed, of all weeks, all years, a very holy day.